USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now more confirmed coronavirus cases in New York State than in any other entire country in the world outside of the United States. New York, with more than 160,000 cases of the illness and more than 7,000 deaths from the coronavirus by early this morning. President Trump saying he hopes the U.S. economy will open again soon. During a White House briefing, though, Dr. Anthony Fauci said reopening the country needs to be based on public health criteria.
Often people say reopen the government like it's a light switch that goes on and off for the entire country. We have a very large country with really different patterns of disease and outbreaks in different parts of the country.
Severe weather expected in the Mid-South over Easter weekend. Heavy storms are predicted from Texas to Tennessee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things. Drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Americans should start seeing stimulus money soon as the government's returning to every taxpayer who earned less than $75,000 at least $1,200, and many with children will see a few hundred more. There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardized both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Amazon says it's now taking additional steps to try to slow the spread of COVID-19 by building its own lab to test workers for the virus. Officials gathering equipment, hoping to start the screening soon. The tech giant has been criticized over its handling of the pandemic with its employees. Some of them saying there's been a shortage of masks and other protective equipment. More than 60 warehouses have confirmed cases. Most Americans now say they'll probably take a pass on attending any sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. A Seton Hall sports poll finds 72% of Americans they surveyed said they would stay home until there is a vaccine. That number drops to 61% by people who describe themselves as sports fans. Among all Americans, 12% said they would be open to attending a game so long as social distancing can be maintained. And Netflix has something coming for viewers who just can't get enough of Tiger King. It's an after show called The Tiger King and I. It's set to debut this Sunday. It'll showcase new interviews with some of the people in the show that's gone viral during the coronavirus pandemic especially. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.